Welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Today's show is presented by UPMC Hammett. World-class healthcare right here in Erie is practiced daily at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're very excited to be joined by Linda Paterniti, Director of Satellite Operations at the Erie campus of McGee Women's Research Institute. Thanks for being with us today, Linda.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe, and I really thank you for hosting me today.
Linda, let's jump right in. McGee Women's Research Institute in Erie was just founded in 2019. Can you tell us briefly what organizations helped to get MWRI off the ground in Erie, and why did UPMC McGee Hospital and the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center decide to add research and clinical trials right here in Erie?
Sure. So we would not be here today if it wasn't for a very generous $6 million donation by the Erie Community Foundation. That really was the fuel that started the idea of bringing McGee Women's Research to Erie. The investment was then supported by funds from Hammett Health Foundation, UPMC, McGee Women's Research Institute, and Penn State Barron. Totally, there was $26 million committed to support the expansion of research to Erie. Now, both UPMC Women and UPMC Hillman Cancer Center chose to support research to provide the opportunity for Erie residents to easily be able to participate in clinical trials. It really is sometimes very difficult to travel to a bigger city to participate. Offering trials close to home makes total sense. It opens doors for patients who would be burdened by traveling and the expense of that travel or the time commitment to go to a larger city like Pittsburgh or somewhere else. It's also important here in Erie that we can represent a more rural population, and those individuals are oftentimes not included because most research centers are in large metropolitan areas.
Linda, that makes a lot of sense, the way that you laid that out. Now, can you tell us, how did McGee Women's Research Institute expand into Erie?
So once we received the funding, obviously I was hired, and it was chosen to put the Erie campus within UPMC Hammett at the McGee Women's Hospital. So I actually started in 2020, just before COVID. So our first year was a little bit challenging, but we spent that year building our infrastructure. We built a specimen procurement lab on our labor and delivery room floor. We also built a clinical translational research center where we host our participants on the first floor here in the hospital. And these locations are ideal because they're very close to the patients and potential participants. We hired staff, developed our policies and procedures, and actually during that first year, we were able to conduct one trial. Research was really halted in many cases when COVID hit. You know, we weren't having patients interactions, but we did start a trial called the Heart Health for New Moms, and we were able to remotely recruit our participants in that. And that was very successful. So that's really how we started. And ever since then, we've just been expanding our research portfolio and trying to offer more and more trials to the women of Erie.
Linda, I know a little bit about the amazing work that you and your team do, but can you first tell us about the mission and the vision of McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation? What drives your dedication to women's health research?
So the mission actually has five key points. First, we want to change the world's thinking of women's health. Secondly, we want to increase our investment in women's health research. Next, we want to maintain our position as a global research leader in women's health. We want to expand our worldwide collaborative research network, and we want to accelerate the translation of that research into practice and improve clinical outcomes. Our vision is really pretty simple. We see a better, healthier world in which women's health has the scientific prominence and cultural status it deserves. And we're not exclusively women that work in the research area. However, women have historically been excluded from trials. So we want to make sure that women are representative and all types of women. So having the opportunity to come to the Erie community and have this population represented was very important.
Linda, you just gave me the perfect segue into my next question, which is Women's Research Institute and Foundation. I know you emphasize the importance of including more women in clinical trials. Why is this aspect particularly significant, and what steps are being taken to achieve this goal?
So, Joe, women have historically been excluded from clinical trials, especially women of childbearing age. And that is because of situations that happened over the years where there were some bad outcomes. But obviously, men and women are different. Our bodies are different. And women's bodies are affected by the cyclical variations in hormones, estrogen and progesterone. Women's bodies respond differently during menopause. Simply put, we're different than men. And if we don't have women participating in trials, especially drug trials, we're not going to know how the medication works in a woman's body. So participation of women in research helps ensure that clinical trials represent the population that's most likely, for example, to use a medical product. When we analyze data by sex, it allows us to determine if there are any differences in response to treatments. And specifically focusing on women, we can investigate conditions that would only occur in women, in a female, such as pregnancy complications or infertility, endometriosis, pelvic floor dysfunctions. These don't occur in men. We can also focus on health conditions that affect women more than men. For example, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is a disease that affects women more than men. So the goal is to better understand women's health issues so that we can more appropriately treat their conditions or even prevent them. And then we want to enhance the overall health of women ultimately. So there is currently a White House initiative on women's health research, which is elevating the importance of women's research, and it's making additional funds available. So researchers at McGee Women's Research Institute are currently designing and planning applications to submit for grants in areas like endometriosis, infertility, urinary incontinence, to name a few. When grants are awarded, we're hopeful that we can have our colleagues in Pittsburgh bring those applicable studies to the population here in the Erie community.
Linda, in doing research for this interview, I learned a lot about the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. One thing that I absolutely did not know prior to that research is that the research that you do spans a woman's lifetime, from very early stages of development to advanced age. How does understanding the beginning of life inform your research across different stages of a woman's life?
Well, Joe, I'll give you an example. We are currently conducting a trial. It's called DP3, which is short for Deep Phenotyping of Pregnancy Project. The purpose of this study is to construct a blueprint of a healthy pregnancy. To do this, we observe pregnancy development, noting changes that take place in a woman if there are complications that develop. These observations are going to be multiplied by the hundreds of study participants. Erie's recruited 80 some of the 400 and some participants in this particular trial. And we're going to examine the effects of factors like air quality, microbiomes, components of the blood, stress, physical activity. And with all this information, researchers may learn ways to prevent complications or guide pregnancy back onto a healthy course. We ultimately want to have healthy babies. Healthy babies hopefully make healthy adults. We know that there's conditions that occur during pregnancy that can be predictors of future health issues like hypertension, obesity, and diabetes. And by studying these women and identifying ones that have these conditions early on, we can do preventative medicine and prevent future issues as they become adults. And in this particular study, we actually did enroll some dads if they agreed to participate, and their participation was in providing a blood sample that could also be analyzed as part of this study.
Linda, how does the Institute support women that face issues such as intimate partner violence, addiction during pregnancy, and mental health concerns? What interventions or treatments are being developed?
So, Joe, these are all very, very important focus areas. Here in Erie, we actually were awarded a $600,000 per year grant. It's renewable for 5 years. We're currently in year two. That grant was from the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs. With that grant, we were able to expand the perinatal addiction medicine service to the patients here at McGee Women's Hamad. And the focus of this is on substance use disorder, both the treatment and recovery services. And since we've initiated it during the first year of this grant, we nearly tripled the program's portfolio of pregnant and parenting patients and doubled the patients in active care. So this is one example of how we are looking at those very important areas of mental health and addiction during pregnancy.
We're speaking with Linda Paternity, Director of Satellite Operations at the Erie campus of McGee Women's Research Institute. Linda, you listed Penn State Behrend earlier as a supporter. Can you elaborate?
I'd be happy to, Joe. So Penn State Behrend is our research partner. They started two new academic programs, one in biomedical engineering, the other in biochemistry and molecular biology. Two new faculty members were hired to support these programs, Drs. Jeremiah Keyes and Ashley Russell. And in addition, Behrend has built a state-of-the-art biomedical lab in their Advanced Manufacturing and Innovation Center, with the goal of supporting advanced imaging and cell culture testing related to research. They have also invested in a confocal microscope and additional advanced imaging equipment. And we are happy to have them as our partners.
Linda, can you tell us what initiatives you've done so far with Penn State Behrend?
Sure. So we have jointly sponsored 5 seed grants. The seed grants provide a short-term funding of a pilot project, or it could be focused on providing a new direction of an existing project. And to be eligible for the seed grants, there must be a researcher from both McGee Women's Research Institute and Penn State Behrend who jointly work on the project. So out of the 5 that we've already sponsored, 3 of the projects have completed, and there have been a total of 6 publications or presentations as a result of that. And there's also been 6 external grant applications utilizing the data that was obtained during the pilot project. And the hope is that these grants, and these really just finished because obviously we're not that many years into this, we're hoping that we can get some like NIH funds, national funds brought in and supported as a result of some of these initial pilot projects. In addition, we have also launched, and we're very excited about this, our first collaborative clinical trial. and that's with Drs. Wilson Brown and Ashley Russell. The EveryROM trial is a voluntary research study that is examining the relationship between women who have experienced trauma previously and women who have a lack of trauma. And the women are expectant mothers, hence the EveryROM trial name. And what they're going to look at is the extracellular vesicles. So extracellular vesicles are potential biomarkers of stress in the bloodstream. And they'll be women who participate in this will complete some psychological questionnaires from Penn State Barron. And the role of the McGee women researchers here is we enroll the patients because we have the population here, and then we collect the participants' blood for the researchers at Penn State Barron to analyze. So we're very, very excited about that. In addition, we've also held two research retreats. The last one was in October of 23. McGee Women's researchers traveled up to Penn State Barron, and it was a day-long retreat. It featured speakers from both McGee Women's Research Institute and Penn State Barron. And what we're trying to do is foster intellectual exchange and open new professional and scientific relations between the two different groups. There were 78 participants, and the day included lightning rounds where we gave presentations. We had breakout groups where we talked about different topics that we could focus on jointly. We did concept pitches of ideas that we thought we could work on, and we had tours of the Penn State labs that they just built and their facilities. We're currently now in a discussion with Dr. Melanie Heitzel-Reagan about a trial that would focus on evaluating the effectiveness of a family-based intervention to promote cardiovascular health. And it would address cardiovascular health disparities in both mothers and children that are newborn up to 2 years of age, who come from a low socioeconomic status or live in low resource rural or urban communities. And we're really hopeful that we can get this one up and running.
What a fantastic partnership, it sounds like, between NWRI and Penn State Barron so far.
Definitely.
Linda, I understand that McGee Women's Research Institute's Erie campus has hit a milestone since they started recruiting in 2021. Can you tell us all about that milestone?
Oh, I'd be very happy to. Joe, we have exceeded over 1,000 enrollments in clinical trials, with the majority of that really being in the last 2.5 years. To be able to provide the women of Erie County the opportunity to be a part of a research study and contribute to the healthier future is so exciting. Also, the response and willingness of women here in Erie to participate has been overwhelming. And honestly, I don't think when we opened, we thought that we would hit this milestone. And we're just thrilled that we've been able to enroll this many women.
That is fantastic. Linda, how many trials has McGee Women's Research Institute conducted?
So we have offered a total of 21 trials since we started. Currently, we have 7 studies that are actively recruiting women. We have another 3 where we've actually hit our recruitment numbers, but we have to follow the patients throughout the rest of their pregnancy or through the rest of their study time frame. And then we have one trial that's currently paused because they're doing a data analysis, and we're hopeful that trial will start back up after they examine the information and they know what they want to focus on for the next phase of that. A large portion of these trials have been focused on pregnant women, but we've also offered several other trials in the areas of urogynecology. And of note, that deep phenotyping of pregnancy project that I mentioned earlier, and I said dads could enroll. We actually have had 43 men agree to participate, and that's almost 50% of our overall participants in that study. We're excited about that.
Linda, what are some of the other notable accomplishments, and I know there are many, so far at McGee Women's Research Institute?
So, Joe, besides the success of offering research trials, which is the ultimate goal of us, we've been able to offer college summer internship programs at the Erie campus, and we're happy to be hosting our third student this May. This internship program provides students with the opportunity to participate in basic translational or clinical scientific research. And the goal is to interest students in biomedical research as a potential career. We have also provided shadowing opportunities to high school students. We've participated in many clinical and community outreach events to help educate the public. And we want the public to understand the importance of research and students to understand potential career paths. In addition, a new program was opened at Hammett a couple years ago called the Bridges Clinic. It is a program that focuses on women who have been identified as having either preeclampsia or hypertension during their pregnancy, and they can be referred to this Bridges Clinic. And the Bridges Clinic has Dr. Paul Spear, who's a maternal fetal medicine, and Dr. Kelly Hayes from cardiology, a cardiologist, who will see the patient and guide them through their care. And this clinic was actually the outgrowth of one of the first trials that we did, the Heart Health for New Moms. So we're happy to be able to offer clinical programs as a result of our research here.
Linda, I am now going to ask you to pull out your crystal ball for a moment. What changes do you think MWRI Erie will experience over the next several years?
So I think it's pretty clear that we've found our strength. We're continuing to identify what our values and our opportunities are to impact Erie. And one of the areas that I'd like to see us move into is the majority of healthcare is delivered in the community. And we've had initial success in pregnancy-focused research and biospecimen collection and acquisition. What we'd like to do is hopefully spur some interest in the Hammett-based primary care practices to partner with us and provide research opportunities in that population. We anticipate that these collaborations will end up benefiting not only the provider, but their patients and the MWRI investigator. And as the number of Erie-based investigators continue to expand and increase, we look forward to being able to offer more summer college internships to local students. We will support continued enhancement of community engagement, and we want to be a resource.
Linda, for individuals interested in supporting the great research you're doing or joining your team, what opportunities are available and how can they get involved?
So research takes a lot of money. Hammett Health Foundation is accepting donations to support local women's research activity, and all the money that they raise stays here in Erie and is focused on the Erie-based research. Interested individuals can also visit the McGee Women's Research Institute website, where there's opportunities to support research. We currently have a full complement of staff that are supporting our research trials, but we are always willing to host students, to provide shadowing experiences, and we also welcome the opportunity to go out in the community and speak and tell our story and just be a resource for the community.
Linda, thanks so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Joe, it's been a pleasure, and I thank you for your time also.
Thanks again to our special guest today, Linda Paterniti, Director of Satellite Operations at the Erie Campus of McGee Women's Research Institute. More information about the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation in partnership with UPMC McGee Women's Hospital can be found at mcgeewomens.org. That's mcgeewomens.org. Join us next week at this same time when we'll be talking to another great Erie business on Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.